Another Larry the Morning Madhouse, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B and home of Beat the Bum. You got about 32 minutes and you're going to be able to beat the bum at 9 o'clock. Your chance to win some cash. But right now, we are the plug. We trying to plug you in what's going on in the city. We got the man, the myth, the legend, Andre Harrell, live inside the Madhouse. How you doing, sir?
I'm good. What's happening? Don't limit Larry.
I'm good, man. First of all, man, a lot of people may not know how many artists you have discovered from right here in the Carolinas.
Well, a couple of real singing people. Jodeci for one.
Mm-hmm.
Devontae.
Mm-hmm.
KC. JoJo. Mr. Dalvin.
Mm-hmm.
Ho Brown, a.k.a. Horace Brown.
He my cousin somewhere down the line.
All right, Horace Brown. And a little short man with a big Bill Withers voice. His name is Anthony Hamilton.
Mm-hmm.
Big, tall.
Yeah.
Shout out to Anthony Hamilton in case you're listening.
He always checking in and listening.
Good friend of the Madhouse.
Mm-hmm.
Good friend of the Madhouse. Now, you are the vice chairman of Revolt TV.
Yes, ma'am.
And you are here to talk about a big conference that's going on.
We are having our fifth annual Revolt Music Conference down in Miami. It'll be at the Fountain Blue Hotel.
Mm.
It begins October 10th through the 13th. We've honored thus far Jimmy Iovine, L.A. Reid, Queen Latifah, Nas. And this year, we got a secret, special person that we're honoring, and I could just say this. She is like my musical daughter.
For real?
We are so happy to be honoring her. She's in her 20th year of performing.
That's
I can't mention her name yet, but I'm sure the audience got a pretty good idea.
Let me ask you, Andre, how long have you been in the game?
I've been in the music business since I was 15 years old. I started as a rapper. I was in a group called Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. So you remember them smash hits, Fast Life, PM.
Yeah.
I started out with Grandmaster Flash and the Furious Five in the Boogie Down Bronx.
Mm.
So I've seen hip-hop grow from this dreaming kind of rap to this self-manifestation rap that Jay-Z kind of bought in the power where he talked about all the things he would have.
Mm-hmm.
He got them and then some.
Yeah.
So being, Andre, that you've been in hip hop for a long time, what do you think about it now, the state of hip hop?
I think hip hop is evolving.
Mm-hmm.
I think a couple of things play in the hip hop. I'm going to tell you some of the things that I'm glad about. Right now, we're going through a very entrepreneurial rap. Now, people starting to rap about not just being successful in business, but holding on to their money and starting these other businesses and starting these franchises. Like, I did an interview with Nas on Music Talks where I found out that he has his own fund, his own investment fund, where he has, like, these clippers. He has sweet chicks or restaurants.
Mm-hmm.
So people are doing different things now in rap.
Mm-hmm.
I know Rick Ross got hot wings.
Yeah.
The wing stop. Lemon pepper wings.
Going crazy. Going crazy. And you know, it's even trickling down to the sports players, like, because LeBron owns Blaze Pizza. So
he did? I didn't know
yeah,
that.
Yeah, he owns Blaze Pizza, the fastest growing pizza chain in America right now. So it's even trickling down to the athletes as well. So that's real big.
Is the pizza good?
Oh, yeah.
We got one right around the corner. You have to check it out when you leave here.
I
got to
check that
out. Yeah, real good.
So for people that are going to be attending the Revolt Music Conference, what is it that they'll learn? What kind of sessions can they attend?
The Revolt Music Conference usually has the biggest players in the games, from presidents. We've had Leo Cohen, who's the head of Google. We've had Julie Greenwald, who's the CEO of Atlantic. We've had L.A. Reid. We've had, did I say Sylvia Rhone already?
No, you didn't. Mm-hmm.
Sylvia Rhone, who's the head of Epic.
Mm-hmm.
You name them, whether they be in promotion, whether they be directors, whether they be CEOs or presidents or artists, we've had them. Last year, we had Lauryn Hill. We had SZA. We had Daniel Caesar perform at the gala for Queen Latifah. We had Cardi B. We had Cardi B perform once, and we had Cardi B on our panel, on our social media panel. She turned everything out.
Yeah.
She turns it out.
We love Cardi.
Mm-hmm. So we have a list of over 35 different artists who perform there and been on panels.
Andre, let me ask you this. You know, you've been around the game. You've seen it, you know, evolve. You know, with the social media, speaking of the social media era, if I was an artist right now, what should I be doing to try to get into this music game and try to take it over?
Well, the one thing about social media is you don't have to necessarily go on the Chitlin' circuit for people to see you perform. You can put great performances on your Instagram, and people could just check them out and give you a phone call and say, I like what you did. Come on down to the office. Let's talk about it.
Right.
So I think if you really have talent, social media is your new Chitlin circuit.
Okay.
And you can start to build up a demand, and record companies look like that.
Yeah.
So if you got a million followers and you basically sing a cover song, people realize, oh, people really checking for your talent.
That's what's up. And, you know, speaking of Instagram, Ella May was discovered on Instagram, and she's got one of the biggest records in the country right
now. Yeah. So for you, when you're looking at talent, how often do you go to someone's social media page? Is that something that you automatically look at first, or?
Well, I'm going to tell you this. I'm going to just segue into the next thing.
Okay.
I'm here for the four.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The show that DJ Khaled and Sean Combs is on Fox and Megan Trainor. Mm-hmm. So I'm down here as part of a team. We're coming out here to scout out new talent.
Wow.
And what we want them to do is we want them to send us a minute to 90 seconds of their video singing their song to #Charlotte4.
#Charlotte4.
And what's going to happen, they need to send it immediately. Mm-hmm. Like right after they hear me talking on the radio.
#Charlotte4.
#Charlotte4, right? #Charlotte4. The number four, or are we spelling it out?
Spell it out.
Okay, #4. #Charlotte4.
#Charlotte4. Does everybody got that? All right, so when we get those videos, we're going to look at that, and we're going to have a special private audition this Thursday and Friday. So get your videos in. We're here in town the Thursday and Friday, and we're going to be checking for those things, and we're going to bring people in to audition. Now, I came down here because I'm a little partial to Charlotte, being that I signed some great singers down here.
Yeah, that's
I
what's
figured
up.
Your must got a couple of more.
Which means that you got to bring your A game.
So are you just looking for singers, or are you looking for rappers, or strictly singers?
We're looking for singers. We're looking for rappers. We're looking for sing rappers. And I'm down here with a team. Wesley Alexander's with me. O'Neal McKnight is with me. Kenya's with me. And I got to shout out my man, Peter Thomas, who set this all up for me.
Shout out to Peter. Burpee on the Madhouse, he actually sings.
Are you singing?
Can we let Burpee do a live audition this morning?
All right.
I think that we should do that.
When we come back.
Sounds like a great idea.
Charlotte's plug is about out of here.
Using your hit, Michael.
The only hip-hop morning show is
No Limit Larry.
No Limit
Larry. No Limit Larry, the morning madhouse. Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B and home of Beat the Bum. You got about 32 minutes, and you're going to be able to beat the bum at 9 o'clock. Your chance to win some cash. But right now, we are the plug. We trying to plug you in what's going on in the city. We got the man, the myth, the legend, Andre Harrell, live inside the madhouse. How you doing, sir?
I'm good. What's happening, No Limit Larry?
I'm good, man. First of all, man, a lot of people may not know how many artists you have discovered from right here in the Carolinas.
Well, a couple of real singing people. Jodeci for one.
Mm-hmm.
Devontae.
Mm-hmm.
KC. JoJo, Mr. Dalvin.
Mm-hmm.
Ho Brown, a.k.a. Horace Brown.
He my cousin somewhere down the line.
All right, Horace Brown. And a little short man with a big Bill Withers voice. His name is Anthony Hamilton.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Big tall.
Yeah.
Shout out to Anthony Hamilton in case you're listening.
He always checking in and listening.
Good friend of the Madhouse.
Mm-hmm.
Good friend of the Madhouse. Now, you are the vice chairman of Revolt TV.
Yes, ma'am.
And you are here to talk about a big conference that's going on.
We are having our fifth annual Revolt Music Conference down in Miami. It'll be at the Fountain Blue Hotel.
Mm.
It begins October 10th through the 13th. We've honored thus far Jimmy Iovine, L.A. Reid, Queen Latifah, Nas. And this year, we got a secret, special person that we're honoring, and I can just say this. She is like my musical daughter.
For real?
We are so happy to be honoring her. She's in her 20th year of performing.
That's what's
I can't
up.
Mention her name yet, but I'm sure the audience got a pretty good idea.
Let me ask you, Andre, how long have you been in the game?
I've been in the music business since I was 15 years old. I started as a rapper. I was in a group called Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. So you remember them smash hits, Fast Life, PM.
Yeah.
I started out with Grandmaster Flash and the Furious Five in the Boogie Down Bronx.
Mm.
So I've seen hip-hop grow from this dreaming kind of rap to this self-manifestation rap that Jay-Z kind of bought in the power where he talked about all the things he would have.
Mm-hmm.
And he got them and then some.
Yeah.
So being, Andre, that you've been in hip hop for a long time, what do you think about it now, the state of hip hop?
I think Hip-hop is evolving. Mm-hmm. I think a couple of things play into hip-hop. And I'm going to tell you some of the things that I'm glad about. Right now, we're going through a very entrepreneurial rap. Now, people mm-hmm. starting to rap about not just being successful in business, but holding on to their money and starting these other businesses and starting these franchises. Like, I did an interview with Nas of Music Talks where I found out that he has his own fund, his own investment fund, where he has, like, these Clippers. He has sweet chicks with restaurants. Mm-hmm. So people are doing different things now in rap. Mm-hmm. I know Rick Ross got hot wings.
Yeah.
The wing stop. Lemon pepper wings.
Going crazy. Going crazy. And you know, it's even trickling down to the sports players. Like, because LeBron owns Blaze Pizza. So
he did? I didn't know
yeah,
that.
Yeah, he mm-hmm. owns Blaze Pizza, the fastest growing pizza chain in America right now. So it's even trickling down to the athletes as well. So that's real big.
Is the pizza good?
Oh, yeah.
We got one right around the corner. You have to check it out when you leave here.
I
got to
check that
out. Yeah, real good.
So for people that are going to be attending the Revolt Music Conference, what is it that they'll learn? What kind of sessions can they attend?
The Revolt Music Conference usually has the biggest players in the games, from presidents. We've had Leo Cohen, who's the head of Google. We've had Julie Greenwald, who's the CEO of Atlantic. We've had L.A. Reid. We've had, did I say Sylvia Rhone already?
No, you didn't. Mm-hmm.
Sylvia Rhone, who's the head of Epic. Mm-hmm. You name them, whether they be in promotion, whether mm-hmm. they be directors, whether they be CEOs or presidents or artists, we've had them. Last year, we had Lauryn Hill. We had SZA. Mm-hmm. We had Daniel Caesar perform at the gala for Queen Latifah. We had Cardi B. We had Cardi B perform once, and we had Cardi B on our panel, on our social media panel. She turned everything out.
Yeah. She turns it out.
We love Cardi.
Mm-hmm. So we have a list of over 35 different artists mm-hmm. who performed there and been on panels.
Andre, let me ask you this. You mm-hmm. know, you've been around the game. You've seen it, you know, evolve. You know, with the social media, speaking of the social media era, if I was an artist right now, what should I be doing to try to get into this music game and try to take it over?
Well, the one thing about social media is you don't have to necessarily go on the Chitlin circuit for people to see you perform. You can put great performances on your Instagram, and people could just check them out and give you a phone call and say, I like what you did. Come on down to the office. Let's talk about it.
Right.
So I think if you really have talent, social media is your new Chitlin circuit.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And you can start to build up a demand, and record companies look like that. Yeah. So if you got a million followers and you basically sing a cover song, people realize, oh, people really checking for your talent.
That's mm-hmm. what's up. And, you know, speaking of Instagram, Ella May was discovered on Instagram, and she's got one of the biggest records in the country right now.
Yeah. So for you, when you're looking at talent, how often do you go to someone's social media page? Is that something that you automatically look at first? Or?
Well, I'm going to tell you this. I'm going to just segue into the next thing.
Okay.
I'm here for the four.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The show that DJ Khaled and Sean Combs is on Fox and Megan Trainor. Mm-hmm. So I'm down here as part of a team. We're coming out here to scout out new talent.
Wow.
And what we want them to do is we want them to send us a minute to 90 seconds of their video singing their song to #Charlotte4.
#Charlotte4.
And what's going to happen, they need to send it immediately. Mm-hmm. Like right after they hear me talking on the radio.
#Charlotte4.
Charlotte4, right? Four. #Charlotte4. #4, or are we spelling it out?
Spell it out.
Okay, #4. #Charlotte4.
#Charlotte4. Does everybody got that? All right, so when we get those videos, we're going to look at that, and we're going to have a special private audition this Thursday and Friday. So get your videos in. We're here in town the Thursday and Friday, and we're going to be checking for those things, and we're going to bring people in to audition. Now, I came down here mm-hmm. because I'm a little partial to Charlotte, being that I signed some great singers down here.
Yeah,
I figured you must got a couple of more.
Which means that you got to bring your A game.
So are you just looking for singers, or are you looking for rappers, or strictly singers?
We're looking for singers. We're looking for rappers. We're looking for sing rappers. And I'm down here with a team. Wesley Alexander's with me. O'Neal McKnight is with me. Kenya's with me. And I got to shout out my man, Peter Thomas, who set this all up for me.
Shout out to Peter. Burpee on the Madhouse, he actually sings.
Are you singing?
Can we let Burpee do a live audition this morning?
All right.
I think that we should do that.
When we come back.
Sounds like a great idea.
Charlotte's plug is powered out of
using your hit, Michael.
The only only hip hop morning show is
No Limit Larry.
No Limit Larry.
You gon' gain the whole world, but is it worth the girl that you lose? And be careful with me.
5.88 WPG, Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B. 844, 16 minutes away from 9 o'clock, 16 minutes until you beat the bomb. High today is going to be right near 86. And in the building, we got it on fire this morning. Got Mr. Andre Harrell live inside the madhouse.
That's right.
Vice President of Revolt TV.
Vice Chairman.
Vice Chairman of Revolt TV. And
don't give me no pay cuts.
Vice President is a pay cut from Chairman?
Well, Vice Chairman, I think so.
I'm sorry then, sir. I ain't gonna cut the check. I ain't gonna cut the check now. Man, always a pleasure when you come through the building, but you're also here representing for the four, and a lot of people waiting on this show, man. Diddy, Khaled got together to put this together.
And we're coming back on June 7th on Thursday at 8 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why we're down here. We're trying to get the last little pieces. If there's some stars that can shine and come up there and knock somebody out, we want to get them singers. I mean, them real singers to come up there and do that thing. So, again, I want y'all to send us, send your video for 60 to 90 seconds with you performing to hashtag Charlotte the Four. And we're going to check it out. We're going to reach out to you. And on Thursday and Friday, we're going to hold special editions. And if you make it, we'll fly you to L.A. and get you on the show.
Now, what exactly do you look for when you're doing these auditions?
We look, you're going to sing. You're going to audition to a singing song.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you feel like singing Whitney, sing Whitney. If you can sing that. If you feel like singing Mary J., sing Mary J. If you feel like singing Natalie Cole or Barbara Streisand, do that too.
Okay.
Whatever hit record that you know somebody who sang it is a real singer, and you can pull that off, we'll be looking into that.
Are y'all looking for any original music? Like, because I know you're looking for the videos on Instagram, hashtag The Charlotte Four.
Charlotte D4.
Mm-hmm. Hashtag Charlotte D4. Mm-hmm. So when they're doing their videos, do they perform their own song or somebody else's song?
I think it's best when you see these American Idols or The Voice or The Final Four, you need to see something that's familiar because you only got a minute and a half to grab the audience's attention. It's really hard to grab it with a new song.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Shout out to my man, Jess K. You need to put a video out there. Chris Marquise, you need to put a video out there. And all the girls from The Four. They need to put a video out there. So.
Chantal.
Yeah, they need to put a video
out there. Yeah, and all the cute girls, y'all need to put a video out ASAP.
And this is not, it's not genre specific. If you can sing whatever song you want to sing, then you just go
if
ahead
you
and
come
sing.
Out there singing salsa like you Mark Anthony, I want to hear it.
Come on, man. Come on, y'all. I better do that in my merengue.
So the auditions
are... If you come out singing something gospel, I want to hear it because gospel singers are the best singers.
That's what's up.
I want somebody to be able to get on that stage, say, I challenge you, and come out there and sing their favorite face off and send somebody home.
That's what's up.
And get their shine on.
Can I come to the auditions? I just want to watch. Oh, yeah. They're doing that.
Yeah.
So the auditions are actually going to take place at an undisclosed location here in Charlotte. And what day is it again?
It's going to be Thursday and Friday.
And Friday.
So I hope people are sending those videos right now because we're looking at our Instagram to see what's happening. Hashtag the four. Hashtag Charlotte.
Charlotte
the four.
Charlotte,
they're looking at, they are looking at Instagram pages as we speak.
They are. Chris Marquise, get your video
they
in,
were
boy.
They're looking at y'all pages, so it's real out here. Get your videos up so they can see y'all videos.
Sharif the singer, get your video in, boy.
And if selected, what happens?
If you're selected, you get to be flown to Los Angeles and you get to compete in front of Diddy and Khaled and Megan Fox.
Wow.
Jess K, get your video in. Burpee is always in here singing.
I heard y'all said he can sing.
Burpee, here go your chance right now.
He got a Teddy Pendergrass big kind of
show. Andre got jokes. You need a minute to prepare.
No, my favorite artist of all time is Luther Vandross.
Don't embarrass us.
But you got to pull Luther off now.
Do this right.
I ain't ready. I need a break. Drake, nice for what? You take a minute. Nice for what?
Set it up and then go to break.
I got to get ready. You get ready. Power 98 WPEG, Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B. That's that Drake, nice for what, 8:51, 9 minutes away from 9 o'clock, 9 minutes until you beat the bomb. Right about now, it's a special edition of the next big thing. We brought in the big thing. Andre Harrell is actually in Charlotte looking for talent for the four.
Yes, so if you are a talented singer, rapper out there in the Carolinas, go ahead and upload your one-minute video to Instagram and then use the hashtag Charlotte the Four. If selected, you might just get flown out to L.A. to perform in front of Diddy, Khaled. But, I mean, even before that, you're going to be performing in front of Andre Harrell. Okay. I mean, my goodness.
Okay. No doubt.
Come on now. Okay. Go ahead and upload your video right now. Hashtag CharlotteTheFour and make sure that you spell four out. Not the number, but spell four out.
And the. And you got to spell out the, right? Because, you know, we'll put duh.
No. Right. If you put D-A, then don't come.
I'm trying to tell you. You better let these people
don't
know.
Don't be able to spell a six.
Yeah. Don't come. Never mind.
We got
to good.
We got
F-O-U-R. Don't put the four. Yeah.
We got a question.
We got a
We got a question off the Instagram. They said, is it an age limit on singers?
16 and up.
16 and up. Mm-hmm. So if you're currently 16 or 16 before June 1st, you can participate.
That's right.
Okay, there it is. So Scott Box, go on and get your video ready. Thomas Davis' daughter, you know she's
yes.
Singing. So she can sing too. Get your video in.
Well, we also have somebody right here in the madhouse who can sing. You all hear him singing every morning. Good morning to you. Comedian Burpee.
Burpee, you sing for real. Now, this is a shot. You already got a TV show you're working on. Now, come on.
Now, Burpee said he sing like Luther Vandross. He said it's real. He stood up from the table so we could hear.
You got to stretch your diaphragm.
All right.
Let's stretch that. Let's go.
Don't mess this up.
Superstar, one of my favorites.
Ooh, okay.
Uh-oh. I want to tell you, baby, the changes I've been going through. Missing you, until you come back to me. I don't know what I'm gonna do. No, 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 no.
That was good.
What'd be your critique?
I would probably give you a 7.5.
Okay.
You did pretty good. You had me there. You was 7.5% hitting the notes all the way.
Mm-hmm.
But the way you carried the melody, you didn't make me turn away not one time. And I had a feeling that if you kept singing it, you was gonna get better. You shouldn't have stopped. Don't never stop once you got people's attention till they tell you to stop.
All right.
Okay. That's great critique.
That's a great critique. I take it.
That's what's up. Andre Harrell.
He hired and fine, didn't he? I take it. Anytime.
You know, we.